Track 3. Dearest Delia was part of the family, says ITV Arts editor Nina Nanor.
To call Delia a pet somehow does not seem adequate. She was so much more than that. A beautiful, vivacious, supremely intelligent Labrador, my dear friend Jane found, with the help of my late husband Steve, on one of our many trips to Waxham Sands. Jane was wavering. Should I get a dog? She was besotted with our greyhound Biscuit, and it just so happened that there was a lady on the caravan site who had puppies looking for a good home. Steve informed Jane that there was a little puppy called Coco that she might want to walk over and see. And with the tearful coaxing of Jane's niece Isabel, Coco entered her world, and ours too. She had her name changed to Delia, named after, well, you know, how many Delias are there out there? Delia was more like a daughter to Jane, more like a niece to me, and in later years, a sort of girlfriend to our new rescue greyhound, Tommy. When we'd visit Jane and Caroline and knock on their door, the first thing you'd hear would be Delia barking and then scuttling up the hallway. The door would open and she would smother you with love. And so, when Delia sadly passed away after 13 glorious, beach-filled, mountain-climbing, sunshine years that we couldn't hear her when we knocked on that front door, brought her absence crashing home. When we were growing up in the 70s, having a dog was unusual for Indian families. It was all the more strange because my parents would talk about the dogs they had when they were growing up in their villages in Punjab in northern India. When we visited, I would always marvel that Punjabi dogs ate chapatis and dal like the rest of the family. But of course, for my parents emigrating to a new country, concentrating on trying to settle in and make a life for your family, did not leave much time for a pet. As kids, we were desperate to have an animal to look after, and we had some success with our mission. My very first position of authority came at primary school when I was made hamster monitor. The class hamster was called Paddington, and it was my job to check each morning that he had been fed and cuddled and to oversee which of my fellow pupils could take him home for the weekend. When Paddington died on one of those weekends, concerned pupils were waiting at the school gates to break the news to me. After that, my sister and I turned on full pressure at home. It worked. Sammy the hamster became part of our lives and how we doted on him. Until one day, some friends and I were sitting in our back garden, letting little Sammy run between us. But when Mum knocked on the window and called, "Anybody want ice cream?" we couldn't have sprinted into the house any quicker. In our haste, we forgot Sammy was wandering about on the lawn, and of course, he was not there when we returned. We were devastated and ashamed. And then, this is a true story, one early evening, a few days later, we were sitting in the lounge watching TV when my brother said, "I think there's a rat on the lawn." We dashed to the window and there was Sammy. He was thin and starving, but he was alive and we nursed him back to health. We took our second chance seriously and he lived a full and happy life with us. Readers of this column will all know how Tommy, our greyhound, helped nurse myself and my daughter after the loss of my husband, Steve. Animals are amazing, aren't they? I have recently been involved in the 50th birthday celebrations of Leeway, the domestic abuse charity for Norfolk and Suffolk, and I was delighted to hear that one of their new schemes is going from strength to strength. In conjunction with the Dogs Trust and Cats Protection, they are helping people who are forced to flee abuse situations and are terrified at what might happen to their animals. The devastation of leaving their pets behind is one of the things that makes people think twice about escaping. But these two charities offer a service where pets are fostered out to loving families until people are ready to leave the refuge and get on with their life in a safe environment. Then they can have their pets back. That's how important these pets are, part of the family. So farewell, dearest Delia, and thank you.
Thank you, Nina.